Today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Shop with Hotels.com now to take advantage of their great hotel deals, as well as save $30 on select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and use the code LISTEN30 at checkout. Some terms apply.
I really wish you wouldn't have said that.
I have to put gauze in my butt crack.
Driving down here was kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, if that was the case, I'd have it constantly.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Saturday's The Chicken Duck.
Episode 108.
Oh, we're going back to the number system, are we?
I don't think we ever stopped.
Oh, here's a funny story.
Wait, what did you go to?
Episode
ABC?
No. Dickhead over here wanted us to stop numbering. He wanted me to completely leave out the number of episode that we're on.
Well, when we're like 7 years in doing this podcast, are you going to announce, welcome back to Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 1,329.
Yeah, Captain's log 1767.3.
I haven't decided yet, but I might. Who knows what the future holds?
It's true.
I wanted to go to seasons years ago.
Well, there he is.
I feel like I'm not as loud as you guys.
You sound fine to me. You sound good on my headphones.
Okay, then maybe it's just these headphones.
Joining us this week, the triumphant return of Jeffrey Loper.
Woo, hey, how's it going?
And 2 weeks in a row, no VU, no TV. I'm getting upset. Getting very upset.
I was supposed to stop by and pick it up today.
What's up with VU? Is he real slick or what?
Can you hear yet?
Yeah, he's gonna call.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Is VU calling in?
I don't know. He hasn't fucking responded back to me. Just do the intro.
I don't like the way you're talking to me. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 108. Joining us this week, triumphant return after a pretty expensive week, I hear. I'd imagine painful and not fun.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
We got stories. Jeff Loper.
Hey ho, hey ho.
Also joining us again for I don't know. Do we stop counting now that you're pretty much a regular? Correct.
I think I've done two or three.
No.
Yeah.
Three or four at least. Right? Okay. Kyle Wall's back. Everybody.
Hello.
Hello, and it's Casey and me.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Good.
And his skull.
My skull.
Can you explain to me what the fuck? Because we haven't talked about it. It's just sitting here.
As Kyle listens to our episode, I'm sure he knows that we talked about it last week on the podcast.
Actually, I didn't finish the
what?
I got to the end, though. What? I didn't hear no skull talk.
I told you. I was in Destin, Florida.
Oh, now I remember.
At a hippie shop with Harry, and I bought it.
You bought that monkey skull?
Yeah. Please tell me how much that was.
It's made of wood, first of all.
15?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it handcrafted?
Sure.
It looks like a...
I can't imagine you'd get a machine to do that.
Yeah, you got to get a little closer Kyle. You could...
Ruin the whole fucking thing.
Fucking ruined our flow. What do you mean? Yeah, of course you could get a machine to do that.
It's handcrafted. Somebody did that with a probably somebody did that with like a hammer and a chisel.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
$15.
It wasn't the only one in the store. I mean, there was about fucking like 30 of them there.
Oh,
so
you think that there's a wood skull engraving machine out there?
What's your take on it, Jeff?
It's 3D printed, probably.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you sure it's wood? It might be just 3D printed. If there's several that are exactly the same.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Light it on fire and see what it does.
That would probably look pretty cool. Put a little some burn.
Guys, we're watching it from fucking the fucking street while the fire department's putting the fire out of my house. No, thanks.
Is this supposed to hold a cigar or something? Why does it have no front teeth?
But, you know, he got in a fight.
He didn't brush.
What would make you think that would be the cigar holder?
I don't know. Like,
you could maybe put an ashtray. You could put an ashtray underneath it and then put like a.
Plus, it's the mouth. Really? It would look funny if it was holding a cigar in his mouth.
What do you like, Indiana Jones? You
didn't
now?
Want to turn it into a penis. So let's get right into it. How's your back?
All right, so I hurt my back.
Yep.
A lot of back problems this week.
A lot of back problems from carrying this podcast. No, so I woke up last weekend, and I had a slight pain in my lower left back, you know, as one does. If you have a cricked neck or whatever, you sleep on it wrong. So 2 days went past. I still had the problem, still a little pain. On Monday morning, I get out of the shower. I bend over to dry off my legs, and pain shoots across my back, and it just gives out, and I just drop to the floor.
Dead.
No. But I just dropped to the floor in like insane pain. Like, I never felt that before ever. Every time I would try to like engage my core muscles or whatever, it like hurt like hell, right? So I'm just laying there, butt naked, wet, and I started laughing, which hurt even more.
That's where I would go to right away. After you realize the situation.
Well, at first I was laughing because I thought to myself, oh my God, I am that commercial with the old person. I can't get up. Yeah. And I look up in my phone. I have my phone like up high above the shower with music playing when I shower. And so there's no way I was going to fucking reach it. I couldn't even call for help. So I'm laying there naked. And then I started laughing again about like, oh my God, somebody comes in here and sees me laying here nude on the freaking bathroom floor.
Laughing and writhing in pain at the same time.
Yeah, and that hurts even more when you laugh. And then I started laughing. I couldn't like stop laughing. Like, I was like delirious because like it hurts so bad or something. I don't freaking know.
Jenny is not home.
Jenny's not home. The only one home is my 5-year-old son. So I'm laying. Now I have to take him to preschool in like 20 minutes.
Oh, but you're not going to make it.
So I was laying on the floor in my bathroom for like a good 10 minutes before I was able to. I rolled myself over. I did like a push-up, which, by the way, is difficult for me because my left arm is garbage.
Sure.
Okay. So I did a push-up, and I was able to get my right knee like under my body to try to like get myself up, pull myself up as much as I can, trying to just keep as much weight off of my back as possible. I was able to get up and stand up. Now, I'm standing on only one leg. I'm on my right leg, and I'm leaned over like 45 degrees to the right. Like, I'm fucking like this, right? And I'm walking like a goddamn zombie.
Yeah, that probably scared the shit out of your kid.
Well, he wasn't there. He was downstairs, whatever. And so I go. So I'm like, I got to get underwear on first. Because has to be.
Step one.
Yeah. So I go get underwear on, and I get it on somehow, right? And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to put some sweatpants on. So I put one leg in the foot sweatpants. I go to put the other foot in the sweatpants. Boom.
Paramedics will get to that.
Yeah. My back just gave out again. And so this time I fell onto the bed as opposed to the floor. But I'm laying there with just underwear on, sweatpants at my ankles, right? So I yell for my son. He comes up, and I had gotten my cell phone off of the shower when I was able to stand up in the bathroom, whatever. But I left it on the counter or by where like my dresser was. So I call my son up. He comes up. I'm like, bud, can you... You think you can help me get my pants on? Right? So my 5-year-old is just like grabbing my pants and like moving them an inch. And
Daddy,
like,
Daddy,
like,
they told me about this in school.
Yeah.
Danger.
Yeah. It's good. I got all my clearances. So, he was doing nothing, and I'm like, all right, but I'm like, can you hand me my phone, please? And I called my wife, who's at work, and I'm like, I threw my back out or something. I can't move. I'm stuck on the bed here. What do I do? I'm like, you know, she's like, well, wait, she's like, why are you still at home? Did you not take Ethan to school? I'm like, no, he's standing next to me. She's like, Jesus Christ. So she calls our neighbor.
I can't move.
Yeah, so she calls our neighbor.
Time out.
What?
Time out. That's about the same level of sympathy that I would expect from my wife.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Oh, yeah. Why did you take the kid to school first
you had not even a mention of your current situation? Yeah. Are you okay?
Well, remember, my wife is a bad... She's like a hard ass. Like, it's one of the things I love about her.
Again.
But, like, I broke my arm.
I think I would expect the exact same treatment. Like, I've got to get the kid to school now.
I broke my arm snowboarding.
Well, I gotta throw this back into place.
I broke my arm snowboarding, or one time I went snowboarding, whatever, and at the end of the day, I was supposed to meet up with my wife at a friend's house to help them move into their new house. But I showed up like 6 hours early because they broke my arm, and I'm like, honey, you gotta take me to the hospital, I broke my arm, and she goes, oh, hell no, you're helping move in before we go anywhere.
Oh, no way.
So I literally built a bed. I put a bed with one hand because my fucking arm was broke, and I was just had it against my chest.
Dude, that's grounds for divorce.
Yeah, no, she's hardcore.
She's probably thinking, you pussy.
No, yeah, she is, exactly. Right. She cut her finger, I think when she was pregnant the first time, she cut her fingers and blood went everywhere, and I freaked out. I'm like, we gotta go to the hospital. I'm like, I didn't know what to think. She yelled at me and told me to calm down, and we're not going anywhere until I clean up this blood.
Turn on the oven. I got a
Yeah, she's hardcore, man. But that's why I know though. If shit goes down, I don't got to worry about her. You know, she will murder your ass to get what she needs done. But anyway, so my back. So why are you guys looking?
I can't hear Kyle when he talks. Can you talk to me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear him okay?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
It doesn't sound as loud as yours. That's what I've been trying to say.
Just notch him up a little bit.
Yep. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Is that you? Verizon?
Yeah, that one right there. That's Kyle.
Somebody turned. Yeah, I got some.
Yeah.
Got louder.
It sounds. Everything
Hello?
Sounds
check,
better.
Check, check. 1, 2, lower. 1, 2. La, la,
la, la, check, la, check. La, la. Check, mic check.
All right, everybody's up.
Yay!
Everybody's up.
Oh, no, it's too loud. Everybody's going to turn our volume down in the car.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the chicken.
Oh, shit.
So, keep going.
Yeah,
sorry.
So, once again, I'm laying there in my underwear, pants at my ankles, on the bed. My wife calls the neighbor. Our neighbor comes over, right? And her daughter.
You must be real fucking close with your neighbor. I would.
Well, we're closer now.
I would. I'd sooner call the fucking coroner and just call it a day, man.
Yeah, she came over, gave me a quick, and then.
Did you ever see the movie Chips? The new one where you never saw.
Yes,
Chips?
Yes.
That reminds me of that.
Yes, that's like, exactly what it was like. Except I didn't have a guy pick me up with my and my dick didn't go in his face. Yeah.
Man, I missed that movie.
So my neighbor, she comes over, and her daughter goes to the same preschool as my kid, which is like a block down the street. And, that's much better. See that?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I gave you that's a little notch. I gave
yeah,
you a little
you.
Notch.
It's amazing how 108 episodes.
Shut the fuck up. I come down here, and it's fucking
is
different.
It's a new board every time.
Well, that was actually real quick. That was one of the things that I wanted to say this week. Tell them Steve Dave, they've recorded their 400th episode, and they were all bitching at Brian last week because he fucking lost like the SD card, and it's they've
See,
lost like fucking 3 hours of recording.
I really wish we could go right to
it. Happens to the best of them.
I wish we could go right to the computer. That'd be great.
No, that's the best thing
from the board. No, I know that, but record it into the different channels, but save it right to the computer. That fucking SD card scares me.
Figure it out.
I've tried.
All right, Jeff. Sorry.
All right, anyway.
To Jeff.
Oh, we have sounds to say, so listen, much better now.
We got to break you up a little bit.
I understand.
Into fucking manageable
just
bites.
So people understand there's more than just me here, right?
Bite-sized morsels. Go ahead.
So my neighbor comes over, and she's like, are you decent? And I said, sort of.
Not really.
It's a weighted question.
Yeah. So she comes in, and she takes my kid to preschool first, and then she comes back, and I'm like, look. She's like, do you want to go to the hospital? I'm like, I think so. I said, I need muscle relaxers or something, so I got to go to the ER or whatever. I'm like, so she's like, do you want me to call an ambulance? I'm like, well, no, let me see if I can get up on my feet again. I said, I think I can hobble into the car and you can just drive me
there.
Did
you have any stairs to do?
Yeah, I was on the second floor of my house.
So is that where the paramedics picked you up?
Hold on. Hold on.
Bottom of the stairs.
Yeah, bottom of the stairs. Yeah. So I'm like, here, just take my hand, and I need you to just basically take some of the weight off of me to help me, whatever. She goes to do it, and I think I moved like 2 inches, you know, in such credible pain, I couldn't push through it. So I'm like, forget it. I'm like, just call the freaking ambulance. So she calls 911, and a cop car and an ambulance come to the house.
It's like fucking Something About Mary.
Yeah. I got the beans Frank. Above the Frank. So the ambulance shows up.
Oh, my God. Did you see what that guy?
So the ambulance shows up, right? They have this, like, I'm on the second floor, so they bring this, like, chair that is kind of like a furniture dolly kind of thing, but it's like a chair for people. And they're like, the guy's like, all right, so what do you want? How do you want us to do this? I'm like, look, just pick me up the best you can. I can man through it and get onto the chair or whatever. I can muscle through it. And so he picks me up and I'm like screaming and I get on the chair. I'm like, oh God, thank God I'm already here. And they strap me to this chair. And the paramedics, it was one guy and then a girl. And the girl was like, and the cop was a girl too, but the girl EMT was like, I think we're going to need more muscle to like safely take me down the steps. So they call a second ambulance to
oh
come
my
to the
God.
House.
Right? This is going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah, right.
You're going to get a bill like 10
I just
grand.
Want everybody to understand, this is why I have a one floor house.
Yeah.
Because it would take like four ambulances to get me down a flight of steps. But anyway, keep going.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
This is a four alarmer.
Yeah.
Call the chopper.
We're going to need, yeah. Just wipe this wall out.
We're going to cut
yeah,
this
just take
wall.
This wall out here.
Go
oh,
ahead.
My God. Did it call in for equipment rentals? So second ambulance comes. So now at my house, I have two ambulances and a fucking cop car. And they get me down the steps, and then from that chair, they want me to move onto like the gurney or whatever. And the guy again is like, well, "How do you want to do this?" I'm like, "Look, just grab me, and I'll do the like we did upstairs. Same thing." And I hop down onto the freaking bed, and now I'm laying there, and they start taking me to the hospital, or whatever. And yeah, so then I get to the hospital, and first, and this is just my luck, whatever. But first, they wheel me into the hospital. Hospital's under construction. So they go through this like side door or whatever, and they look at a board. I guess there's a computer screen
where
that tells
go?
Them where to go. Sanderson Hospital, St. Luke's.
Oh, okay.
Hospital.
Yep.
But it's on 33 there.
Yep.
Or not Sanderson, Anderson. Anderson. God, what am I talking about? Yeah. Anyway, so I'm in there. They wheel me into a room, and I'm like, there's like nobody in ER. Nobody. Like nurses, nothing. And I go, man, why is it so dead in here? And the EMT turns around and goes, yeah, you probably shouldn't say that in a hospital. Right. So I'm like, oh, sorry. Why is there literally nobody around in this ER? And so he wheels me into the room, and then they come back like 5 minutes later, and they're like, apparently you're in the wrong part. Like, there's this, like, closed right now. Like, so they're like, we're going to wheel you over somewhere else.
Now wait. They unloaded you from an ambulance and then drove the gurney into a room where there was nobody in it.
It was being constructed.
No, it wasn't being constructed, but like imagine you ever go to a restaurant and like that section over there is like
sure.
closed right now because it's like a
yeah, but that's a restaurant.
Well, right, exactly, but that's what it felt like. And I'm like, what the hell? So then they wheel me through the hallways and they're like, he's supposed to be in room 33. And they're like, no, there's already someone in room 33. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. This never ends. And then they finally figured out that, no, I'm the guy that was supposed to be in 33. That's who they're all talking about.
He's calling from inside the house.
Yeah. yeah. So I finally get in my room, whatever. And, you know, long story short, basically, they give me muscle relaxers. And
they didn't
like,
give you
like
that
an hour or so.
Ambulance?
No.
Nothing?
No. So, like an hour. I was only in there for like an hour
what
or two.
What time of day is it? It's like first thing in the morning.
Yeah. So I was only there for like, let's say 2 hours. And because the doctor, she came in I said, well, when can I get out of here? She's like, if you can walk out of here on your own, you can leave. So the muscle relaxers kicked in and stuff like that. And about at 2 hours, I was able to get up and hobble my ass out of there. But it was funny because at one
How'd
point.
How'd you get home then? Uber?
My wife took a half day and came over at lunchtime. But it was funny. The doctor comes in too and she's like, all right, I need you to roll over to your side. So I'm going to see if it hurts anywhere else or what, you know. And so I grudgingly roll over to my one side and then the other side. And nothing hurt. It was literally just that it seemed to be muscle issues. When I went to roll back from my left side back onto my back, I would have rolled off the bed. So I had to, like, roll over and scoot, right? Well, there ain't no fucking way I was scooting. So, like, I'm rolling over. And I'm like, God damn it, I said. And I started swearing. I'm like, fuck. And I go, listen, she starts laughing, right? And I go, look, when I roll over, I want you just to shove my ass. And she's giggling, laughing. And so I start to roll over, and I go, now. She shoves my ass into the center of the bed. And then she just looks at me and goes, you are my favorite patient today. Oh, my God. Yeah, so, but my back still hurts now. Driving down here was kind of a pain in the ass. So I have discomfort, whatever, but it also seems to be shooting down my legs a little bit, which now makes me think it might be some nerve, pinched nerve or something, too. I don't know. So that was my
it
Monday.
Just happened? Like it just.
Just Monday.
No, I know, but you were just like standing there and it just.
Yeah,
like,
or yeah, you didn't twist. I didn't pick up anything heavy. I didn't, whatever. I literally bent over to dry off my legs and the back just said, nope, you're done. So.
Fuck. You all right over there?
I'm just nervous.
About what?
The recording.
Oh, no.
No, I, ever since that one episode, I just get nervous.
Every week now.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks, man. I know when Ryan calls, he's going to have, he was
medical
in the hospital.
Also,
yeah, he got surgery. He's have some cyst removed or something.
Oh, I thought it was a tail.
Well, maybe. I mean.
A residual tail.
Quite possibly could have been.
I thought it was, like, I mean, it might be a tail he could use.
Like Jason Alexander and what was that movie where he had the tail?
Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember him having a
you know,
tail.
His spinal cord was longer than it's supposed to be, so he actually had a residual tail.
And he could move it.
And when he got happy, it shook. Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the movie with
Jack Black?
Jack Black, where he...
No, I know. I'm trying to think of...
Tony Rob or...
No, what's the dude's name? He was the boss or his buddy. That he was like the he was super rich. He died a couple of years ago. He was Truman. He was Capote.
Who was that?
What was his name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That guy. Yeah.
He wasn't in there.
No. What movie? No. Oh no, I'm thinking
he was in
Make It Rain.
Oh yeah, you're thinking of Along Came Polly, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
When he said about I sharted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coined the
we
shard
gotta get out of here.
Make it rain. So is Vu still calling in?
He's supposed to be. What do you got for us?
Nothing. What do you got?
I had a long drive the other day.
Boring.
Two fucking long drives, actually.
I'll say.
I drove, I landed in Springfield, Missouri, and then I drove to Branson. You know where that's at?
Nope.
Which is like, it's only like an hour south of Springfield. But then from Branson, I had to drive to Garden City, Kansas, which was 8 hours away.
Jeez.
And 4 hours into my trip, I got a flat tire.
Oh, yeah. I saw that picture. Yeah.
What picture?
You sent a picture or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I was on the side of the road. Yeah. So then I had to wait for like an hour and a half till it fucking came and changed the flat tire.
You couldn't do it yourself?
You couldn't do it yourself? Yeah.
Yeah, I can, but I was in my fucking work clothes and... Which
your work clothes? Which, I think your work clothes are your regular clothes.
Yeah, right?
Isn't...
You mean... Clothes. You were just wearing clothes.
And if ever there were clothes that you would want to do that in, wouldn't your work clothes be the ones that?
No, actually, I dress like fairly nice. I don't wear like dirty,
never know who you're gonna see up on the roof.
Dirty
of a Home
jeans
Depot.
And shit. Well, I have to talk to managers and stuff. I don't just go right onto the roof and don't talk to anyone. I just. I have to speak to people.
You should get one of those overall things where you just put it over.
And floor. It was a busy highway. Let me ask you something, Jim. If you would get a flat tire going to work to Lancaster, would you change your flat tire?
Yes.
You're so fucking full of shit.
Why? Why wouldn't I? Yes, I would.
You don't even shovel your fucking 10-foot driveway or your 10-foot fucking
because I don't park in
path.
Front of my house.
There's no way that you would change your own flat tire.
I've changed my own flat tire. I can't believe you wouldn't.
I would, but... Why would I? It's a fucking Hertz rental car. It's not my car.
I offered to come out and help.
So you sat on the highway for an hour?
Yeah, for like an hour and a half, yeah.
Jeez.
See, that's why I would have changed it, just because I didn't want to be.
Well, it was a busy fucking highway, and I was on the driver's side. So I'm not fucking risking my life to go out and change a fucking tire. What's the matter with you? What are you looking at?
I'm hallucinating.
So, anyway, I never fucking... I only got to do the infrared that night in Garden City. So, I was supposed to then drive to Nebraska. Never made it to Nebraska, and I was stuck in Garden City. My flight at 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursday got canceled. And the only other flight out of Garden City is at 2:30 in the afternoon. So, I would have... missed my connection in Dallas and not made it home till 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
So I drove from Garden City to Dallas, another 8-hour drive to make it for my flight.
Good Lord.
And then you went on a fucking plane from Dallas to
Philly.
Philly.
Yeah, I actually got on an earlier flight and I landed in Philly at 11:30 in the afternoon.
Now you're getting paid for all this, right?
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't
I would have been stuck in. There was really shitty weather, and I didn't want to sit in Garden City, Kansas, until 2:30.
Cool.
And then, why was there no Evel Knievel Museum there?
Why are you mad at me again? Like what did I do? I didn't flatten your fucking tire. You're getting aggravated at me. I'm just asking you fucking questions.
Your eyes are very judgy.
God damn,
you're so judgy.
Barely even fucking see anything. My wife had pink eye. Oh. So it's amazing I don't have pink
eye. Oh, that's great.
Did the kid get it?
Poop on my fingers.
What? That's what they say you get it.
From poop.
Are you serious?
Other people's poop.
Rubbing your eyes with poop. Poop.
Other people's
poop.
Well,
if that was the case, I'd have it constantly.
Are you always smearing other people's poop on your face? Is that what you're doing up on those Home Depots? Yeah, so Carter had... So Carter had the flu, and then Devin had an upper respiratory infection and pink eye, and the old kid here had the common cold, which shut me down for all but 2 weeks.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking crap. I'm still coughing up. Like,
2 doses of antibiotics I had to go on, man. I couldn't get better. I got sick, and then 3 days later, I started to feel good and then crashed again.
Yeah.
And then I had to go back and get more medicine. I'm like, what the fuck am I dying here?
So sick you couldn't even return a fucking text.
No, I know, man. I do apologize for not texting you back, but I was literally laid up in bed for a week.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Hotels.com is offering $30 off select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30. With Hotels.com, you can get rewarded basically everywhere, from seaside cabins in Portland to tree houses in Thailand to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options you're searching for in one place. And for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free that you can use to do you at endless properties. Hotels.com's deals come with access to instant savings too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees. Again, you can save $30 off selected hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30.
Hello?
Did somebody call from this number?
I'm sorry?
Did you just call from this number?
Yeah, I just called this number.
Oh, is this Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Chicken Duck.
Hi, how's Chicken Duck doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I think I've seen better days, but I'm not too bad.
Well, tell us all about it.
Well, so I had this little bump on, bottom of my tailbone there, tippy-tippy-top of the... the buttocks. And it got real red and sore. I went to the doctor, and they said I had an abscess there, and I couldn't sit or nothing. I mean, that bastard hurt like hell. Couldn't sit right or nothing. I actually going into the doctor then. I've been out of work since Monday. Monday I left early, went to the doctor. I going back to the doctor. She tried to numb it up and cut it. Just blood oozed out. Relieved some pressure. Got in with the general surgeon. Then Friday, he did an incision and drain little surgery deal on me. They put me to sleep and everything.
Did you wake up?
What? What'd you say?
They said, did you wake up?
Did I wake up?
And did he say he met General So?
General So's chicken.
You met General...
That's good stuff.
So... Are you immobile right now? You're stuck on the couch or what?
Yeah, I'm just kind of laying in bed.
Do you have to lay on your stomach?
Yeah, lay on my side, lay on my stomach. I can't really lay on my back. It's uncomfortable. I got this bloody pad back there.
Now, Jeff had a theory of what that possibly might have been.
Well, I kind of had the theory.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
Well, what's the theory? What?
Did you have a tail? And you're just not telling us.
I'd rather not. I mean, if only you can cut that out of the podcast, maybe I can tell you.
Yeah, well, we'll gladly cut it out. I don't want the Coozes hearing about it. I'm sure it's some sort of medical testing that you're into.
Yeah, I was doing an experiment, and I grew a tail.
Fucking knew it, Casey. I knew it.
Yeah.
So they botched the experiment, and you had to have it removed.
Yeah, I had to have the tail removed, and many people were finding out, so they got rid of it.
Who found out, Boo?
Well, you know, the NCAA, the NBA, the NFL, you know, all the ones.
The NATC, I believe.
I think they tried to quiet those signals out there so that they wouldn't know, but I don't know. It could have got through.
So how long are you out of work?
I go back Monday. I go to see him tomorrow Monday because I guess they pack the incision full of gauze and then that, you know, I got to repack it, take it out and repack it. I got a hole in my ass, I think. So.
A second hole in your ass.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, he said I might be able to go back Tuesday. But I don't know. It's right now. It's just a kind of. I don't know. I feel like I have bloody swamp ass.
I really wish you wouldn't have said that.
Sorry.
No,
sorry,
it's okay. It's just going to take me a lot of effort to get it away from my fucking brain.
Yeah, remember how we said we should have like some of our stories turned into cartoons?
This isn't one of them. Yeah. This isn't one of them. Yours might be. Your fucking backstory would be a good fucking cartoon. I mean, most of it.
So how's everybody else doing? Who's all there?
It's just me.
Okay, all right. Man of many voices.
Casey, Jeff, and Ryan. Kyle. Kyle's here also.
Hi, Vu.
Oh, hey, Kyle. Hey, Jeff. Hey, Casey.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Well, Jeff just told us a story about how he had to go to the hospital also because of his back.
Yeah, but at least it's not bleeding.
Oh. Yeah, at least it's not bleeding.
Oh, goodness. Oh, what's wrong with your back, man?
Well, I think you'll have to listen to episode number 108.
You should have called in a half hour earlier.
I guess you already talked about that. I guess I'll have to listen to that one.
Yep. That's how podcasts work, Vu. So we're going to keep moving along here with our regular thing, and you're just welcome to sit and say as many loot crates as you normally do.
Loot effing crate.
Are you sure you don't want me to wheel you up here? I can come down there and put you on like a, I don't know.
Gurney?
Cart of some sort.
No, I'm pretty comfy right here. Hey, do you think you'd be able to fix this TV?
I don't know. I thought Casey was going to pick it up today, but he said that he didn't.
Yeah, I guess Casey didn't have much sleep.
Why?
Yeah, Maggie's not doing too good.
Oh, my God. This is the most depressing fucking show I've heard
in a long
time.
Is that a dog?
Yeah, she's almost.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is that?
She's almost 18.
Oh, man. Shit.
Child. Yeah. Maggie's not doing so good. No, Maggie is my aunt's dog. Casey's dog, too. I mean, I know that you've grown mighty fond of both Maggie and Violet.
18?
Did you say 18?
Though. Jesus. How
she's
going to
be
fucked.
8. They got her the same year Harry was born.
Maxwell.
18, that's
was,
way.
I think Maxwell lived forever, too.
I think he was. I think she said that he was 16.
Yeah.
And how many years in people years is that? Like 100?
Like 100.
Jesus. That dog's probably like Daisy.
Truth be told, those dogs have eaten better than I have.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's just. Like I think she's going blind and she's really confused. And like we take her up to go to bed and she'll just sit there and bark and bark and bark. And then take her downstairs and she gets a drink. Then she goes and lays down. Then she goes and gets a drink again. Then she goes and lays down. Then she barks for like a half hour. Then she goes and gets a drink. Then she goes and lays down. Then I take her outside and then she barks for like half an hour.
Fucking blow some medicine in her mouth.
Dude, we give her like Benadryl, all kinds of stuff. It's just rough.
Okay.
So I didn't go to sleep until like 4 o'clock this morning.
Jeez, dude.
Me too.
Me also.
Wow, you're on my weekend.
For wildly different reasons. I'm sorry to hear that. Andy's doing good.
Andy, your cousin?
My former dog.
Oh, your former cousin.
But my
My former cousin.
Andy's still my cousin. My cousin Andy. Yep. Still there. Still doing good. And my dog, my former dog.
Oh,
Andy.
The dog you used to have named Anderson.
Yes.
You got rid of it?
Yeah.
Well, I wondered.
Have you been
that,
attacked by him lately?
No.
Wait, what happened? Yeah.
Well, he kind of snapped at my kid.
Yeah, it didn't matter that he bit Ryan the first time he saw him.
I do remember that.
My kid like fell on him, like jumped on him. And the dog turned around and, you know, went kind of fucking
gave him a little snip.
Haywire, and it didn't even catch him. And then it happened again, and Devin was like, that's it. Fuck, get rid of the dog.
Shoot that.
Okay. So I was going to take him back to the rescue. They said they'd put him down. I called around. Everybody else said they'd put him down.
Yeah.
And then I was in the tap room, and Frankie, the bartender at the tap room, was looking for a dog. And he was going to take a dog in from, like, he found it online. It was coming from, like, somewhere Midwest. And it may or may not have killed another dog.
Jesus. Interesting.
So as I hear this story, I'm like, well, I got a deal for you. I said, I know for sure that this dog didn't kill any other dogs.
Yeah. He may or may not have killed a child, but
he partially maimed our friend Vu.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
dog's not fond of Asians.
But actually, it's funny because Frankie's, I think, part Asian. Now that you say that.
Oh, Jesus.
He's had him for a while.
Careful, like, Frankie. Yeah.
But he's actually doing fairly good. He's still not doing steps. He doesn't like to be picked up. And Frankie has to sleep on the couch every night.
Oh, my God.
The dog sleeps with him, but he won't go up the steps to sleep in Frank's bedroom. But he's been to the tap a couple of times. He's doing pretty good.
Good. Is he learning anything?
I think he's training him pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah. So there's my uplifting story against all of your fucking Debbie Downer shit.
It started off as kind of a downer, though.
Yeah.
Like the dog attacked your kid.
Well, he didn't attack my kid, first of all.
He did attack Ryan, though.
Yeah, he did. And what was crazy is after he bit like Ryan, he was hungry again another hour later.
So I'm just not even going to acknowledge that he bit Ryan. That's why
that doesn't
I
even
haven't
count. That never happened, right?
But I'm glad you're okay.
I'm fine.
Well, I mean, the dog bite.
I'm
glad you're okay also with your abscess.
Hey, you know what? I'm still breathing. It's all
right. That's right.
Well,
good day to be alive.
Dog didn't attack you that bad. I mean, it was a fucking
it was bad enough that if I was like him, I'd want to kill that
dog. Put him in a fucking corner.
It was at least 6 months ago.
did I hear you say that Yan wants to call back in?
Yes, Yan Luan, the Polka King. He is going to be doing a tour with that Alex Meisner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to be playing like Atlantic City, the Poconos. A couple places. So,
playing polka.
That's a hot ticket.
Hell yeah.
And you're going to go to one of them. You're going to go to one
of them. If he's in the Poconos, I am definitely going to that show.
I would go to that. I would go.
What's that? What's happening?
It's a thing that happens to AT or Verizon Samsung phones with email.
Oh, okay.
Should I mute it?
No, it's fine. That's not rude at all.
What is it?
Some phone.
Oh.
So the other night on the drive from from Garden City to Dallas, my 8-hour drive, I talked to Jimbo for like an hour and I recorded the whole thing.
Oh, nice. How's he doing?
So I'm gonna put that out eventually. I think we might have like kind of started another show.
I told you should have been doing that. I want to know what he's doing. Like,
on the road with
Jim. Where is he now?
Yeah. Put it at the end of every episode. Just
on the
let
road
him call
with Jim and Casey. I think I might put it out on like Wednesdays, but I think we're going to do it every week, like when we're both driving. And he wants, I wanted to tell you this, Jim, but I wanted to bring it up on the podcast. He wanted to see if we could pay him residuals for the episode that he was on.
Oh, ooh, my God.
Jimbo.
Morgani.
Mm-hmm.
Residuals.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a residual? We don't. What is the residual of zero?
Just take it out of petty cash that we have here.
I told him that I could probably give him like 2 or 3 cents an episode, and I figured it out. I said I owe him $1.50.
He would probably take that because he'd be like, oh, I can get a ham and egg sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how many bracelets that'll buy?
I can make like 15 bracelets.
Checks in the mail, bub. That's funny.
Hey, pull up Discord.
Oh shit, Jeff's got some Discord for us.
Well, no. I got some funny things on there too, or just things that are interesting to just talk about because they're weird.
Is there a way that we can point our fans towards this so that they can see?
Yeah, because
Discord.
Well, the Chicken Duck Discord should be open to the public. So as long as they download the Discord app on their phone or their computer, they should be able to search for that particular server. I'll double check when I get home then later, but they should be able to just to double check for the Chicken Duck Pod server and then click on it and
so just search on Discord for Chicken Duck Pod.
Saturdays with Chicken Duck.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think anything comes
make
up.
Sure, you include the duck part. Yeah. Saturdays with Chicken doesn't have quite the same ring to it. What are we doing?
Saturdays with Shells.
What's happening?
Well, nothing. We got Vu up here.
Yep.
And then
I got Luke, great.
Jackson.
That was a good one.
Click on the chicken duck on the left. There you go.
There we go. It's a shame, Ryan, right, that you can't see this.
Scroll up.
If you were here, Ryan, you could see it. Oh, you could sign on your Discord.
Yeah, just download Discord quick.
Scroll up.
I could probably try and download
up.
Discord.
Keep going up.
Stand here at the computer.
There we go. That link right there, that one that says Washington Post or whatever. Click on that one.
Which one? Oh.
That right there, yeah.
I have to put gauze in my butt crack,
dude.
Just saying.
So this is something that somebody, something that came up.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
You see this?
Oh,
these
yeah,
robots
yeah.
and giant
yeah.
now.
Yeah, they're coming to every.
With
giant.
The googly eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Well, is it the eyes that bug you the most?
That's
think
a takeover.
So.
It tells the
not
it,
that there's a sentient fucking machine following you around the
it
fucking
tells
store.
It tells the employees like if there's a spill or if
yeah. Well, that's the thing. At first, I thought, oh, it's like a Roomba. It goes around and cleans it up. No, it just lets everyone else know that there is a spill.
There is a spill.
It's my wife. It's a robot wife.
Say,
that goes around and says, hey. Clean this fucking mess up.
Don't you have employees with eyeballs doing
right.
that? Same exact task?
How much do one of those machines cost? Like $50,000?
Yeah,
I bet you could build one for 10 grand.
What's his name? Walter, right?
Something stupid
know,
like
something
that.
Something dumb.
But
Marty.
Marty,
yeah. Yeah. But people are like, oh, people love it. And they want pictures with it and stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, they
God.
Have those in the hospitals now.
Yeah.
Marty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks exactly
and
it, like
and
that.
They go around and going, this guy's sick.
Blood spill. Blood spill.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
going
the
to
little,
die.
Like,
this guy has
code blue. Code blue. All
by themselves.
It smells like cancer in this hallway.
Oh my God! If it was loaded with hilarious comments.
I'm surprised at how much fucking laughter that fucking.
Because
I was actually debating halfway through saying it. Debating not saying it.
It was perfect because cancer doesn't have a smell.
Oh, man.
And the only thing that would have made it funnier to me is if you would have put the in front of cancer. I always think that's funny when people say I have the cancer.
Yeah, so this is actually happening across Pennsylvania, Maryland,
in
Virginia, and West Virginia.
Every giant.
Yeah. I just thought it was so weird.
Very.
And like I said, at first I thought it was an actual vacuum, right? So I thought, wow, they're like, you know, replacing employees already. And I thought, that's not even going to get underneath the counter, like underneath the lip of the bottom shelves and stuff. And then when I found out that it doesn't even clean, it just fucking roams around scanning. Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. Did you thought it was going to go around cleaning the shelves?
I thought it was like one of those like
yeah,
eye vacuums
under.
Or whatever,
well,
like a robot
should, yeah,
vacuum
yeah, right.
that would actually clean up.
Are you upset because you shop at giant stores and now your prices may go up because of Marty?
Yeah, because I'm trying to get to the goddamn plastic trash bags and he's in my way. No.
Marty, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Stop doing whatever you're doing to your mic. Talk.
Hi.
You're going.
Yeah,
whoa.
Whoa.
In
what?
Yeah.
Ooh,
so. Hey, That's why I don't go to Giant, though. I mean, there are
because of the robots.
No, yeah, because of the robots.
Because you're cheap.
Because I am cheap.
Well, where do you go, Redner's?
Weiss.
Oh, Weiss. Yeah, dollar actually, Weiss is pretty good.
Fucking Aldi.
Didn't Weiss like
my
lower?
Wife Aldi
I don't mind Aldi.
Weiss just lowered like all. They shut down one day. I saw and lowered all prices.
Oh.
Did you see that?
I didn't.
It was in the. I think it was in the paper.
No, she went shopping.
It's all
this
rotten.
Week. Yeah, that's why I get it there. I like my stuff just a little rotten.
A little hint of rotten.
This is going to go tomorrow. We should get it today. Eat it tomorrow. You okay, Boo?
Hey, Jim, I have a I have a question for you. You have sleep apnea. Have you ever had to go under anesthesia at all recently?
You have sleep apnea.
Did you just, oh, I thought you asked if I... Something about Batman.
I heard Batman too.
Okay. I thought it was Fat Man.
Well, yeah,
but
I
said
heard
sleep apnea.
Apnea. He said. I heard Batman. And I was like, "There's no way he said that. It's gotta be sleep apnea."
No, you know, sleep apnea.
No, I haven't gone under for.
Oh.
Well, two or three years.
Wondering.
But I mean,
they had to put a tube down my throat for me to breathe. Now my throat hurts and my chest hurts.
Yeah, it should be sore for a little bit.
Yeah,
gonna be sore.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't know.
Sorry.
If that happened to anybody else.
Oh, that's
no, I didn't get anything down my throat when I was.
According to all the television shows I watch, you should just be itched her for a little bit.
Okay.
Drink some tea and that's honey.
Cool. Eat some ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream make me go poop.
Ooh, you don't want to be
right
now.
You'll shit out of both
How do you poop on your stomach?
I always sleep on my stomach. I can't sleep on my back normal anyway.
But you're not pooping in your sleep. He said, how do you poop? On your stomach.
Oh.
On your
that's
stomach.
Difficult.
A bucket. Someone holds a bucket.
A shit bucket.
Yeah. Are there any other kind? I don't
know. You guys don't have one next to your bed? I do.
We just call that a bucket where I'm from.
Empty the shit bucket.
Oh, my God. All right, go to the next thing on Discord.
Oh.
We're done with Marty the robot.
Hey, fellas, I'm going to let you go.
All right, Ryan.
What do you got, a fucking podcast to record?
No, but I'm going to get a little something to eat and take my antibiotics. So.
All right, buddy. Hope you feel better.
Hope you feel better, buddy.
All right.
You'll feel better.
Thanks a lot.
See you, dude.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Ryan, everybody.
Ryan Vu. All right, so the next thing here. This I saw on something, whatever. Basically, listen to this. This recording from Sesame Street. See what this one
hey,
guy
this has
says.
Nothing to do with anything. But remember last year when that Laurel versus Yanny thing, everybody's going nuts over? Well, there's a kiddie version of it making the rounds right now, thanks to a parent who was watching Sesame Street and heard Grover say something questionable. And pay attention to this, because tell me if you hear Grover say one of two things. That sounds like an excellent idea, or that's a effing excellent idea. Are you ready? Okay.
I move it to follow you.
Move the camera, yes! Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea!
I didn't hear it.
Guillermo, what did you hear?
It's a... Actually,
you heard it. Yeah.
That's
the first
that's
time
what
I
heard.
Heard it. I didn't hear a curse
I didn't
word
hear
at all.
A curse
and
word.
The next 12 times I watched it, the F word was all I heard. But maybe that's just from an adult perspective. We wanted to find out if children heard anything off. So we took a camera to the farmer's market. We showed
it
to
kids. I got to play it again.
And asked them to tell us.
Yeah.
That sounds like an excellent idea, or that's a effing excellent idea.
A fucking
are you ready?
Excellent idea.
Okay.
I move it to follow you.
Move the camera. Yes. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
I heard it. Now that's how I heard
still
it.
Didn't hear.
You heard it?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. That sounds like an excellent idea.
That sounds like a fucking excellent idea.
It's very quick.
And then the next 12 times I watched it, the F word was all right.
Now I'm going to have to study it.
Do it again. Do it again.
That's a effing excellent idea. Are you ready? Okay.
I move it to follow you.
Move the camera. Yes. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
I heard it again.
Move the camera. Yes. Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea.
You don't hear it?
He says fucking every time.
I don't hear it.
What did you hear?
It's a...
I definitely don't hear it.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
It's the first time I heard it. I didn't hear it.
So now it plays, and
there's,
and there's kids. They show it to kids, and kids say whether they hear
heard,
effing or whatever. It's pretty
from
funny.
An adult
but I just wanted you guys to hear that and see what, if you heard the effing excellent idea or
what,
not.
What do the kids hear?
Some of them hear the regular one, and then there's like, you see the some kids go, like, oh, they swore, you know?
That is, Sesame Street don't. That's kind of risky. I mean, there.
It was very, very quick.
Surprise!
Yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't say effing.
Right,
yeah,
right,
but but the mind plays tricks and with the sound or whatever, and it's just one of those things. So
I can't even hear it, man.
That's because you have the mind of a child.
See, that's what it says sounds like to me. Sounds like.
I don't know. It sounds clear as day to me. Fucking.
Okay. I'll be listening to that all day tomorrow at work.
If they had that kind of content, I'd definitely watch Sesame Street.
I read it. Did you read the next?
Yeah,
you read
let's just let Jeff read it. Let's let Jeff read his next statement on Discord.
Go ahead.
So I wrote, again, so other than those things here, I thought this was interesting for me. This is one of the things that annoys me, but I put, adults with a lisp annoy me.
Wow.
I was somewhere and I heard a woman who was talking, had a very strong lisp, and it just irritated the shit out of me. I couldn't focus on anything she was saying. All I wanted to say to her was, why are you not getting speech therapy? You're like 30-some years old. How did you not, you know... Jesus, like it was bad. It was like everything to and I'm just like, oh, it irritates me. Like when
you realize she can't help that.
Yeah, that's
there's
like
no
the
cure for that.
Maybe
because if your kid has speech issues,
maybe
you can take your kid to like a speech therapist
maybe
and they
work on
language skills to make sure that they. That they speak correctly, that they don't have a lisp, but they don't say certain syllables wrong, whatever. My oldest son, he didn't have a lisp, but he had speech therapy when he was like 3 or 4 years old, whatever. I had to go in because when he was saying certain things, it was, you know, these specialists were saying like, okay, he qualifies for that. He needs some help with this because his speech development was behind. When you're an adult, obviously she's had that her whole life. And her growing up, I'm sure it wasn't as, like not like today where everybody takes their kid to get them fixed right away, you know. But like as an adult, how do you walk around knowing you got this problem and don't look into like how can I fix this so I don't sound like an idiot?
Maybe it just didn't take. Maybe she did try.
Maybe she did try. You
should have asked her. I'm sure that she's not happy with the way that she sounds.
It annoys me. Okay.
She probably doesn't even hear it either.
I mean, you could just Google it.
Have you seen your doctor yet? The new doctors yet?
Yeah, really. You really, really need.
Oh man!
Can you get rid of a lisp? You're asking. That's so funny. Is a lisp a disability? No.
I don't know. I would think
it would be. A speech disability. Okay.
It would certainly ruin your. I mean, screw your. I don't know. I'm not even gonna fucking. Act like you're going to give any sympathy. So.
What was, this was a girl, right?
It was a girl, yeah. Oh. She was like 35, 37, something
was
like that.
Was she hot or?
No, not in my eyes.
Well, that's probably why
she might have been.
Fixed, though.
She might have been, but I mean, it completely ruined it. So
Would that ruin it for you? Like if she was smoking hot, but
she
had that lisp?
Yes.
That would ruin
it.
Did
you ever see that movie Grown Ups?
Yeah.
All right, remember the part where they're at the pool and the girls are sitting there and there's that hot guy in the distance and like, oh, and he's flexing the muscle and then he comes walking over and then he's like, hey, ladies, I'm from Saskatchewan! And they're like, they're laughing. Totally ruined it for him. Because
Devin loves that part.
Yeah. So it's the exact same thing.
Hose teasers.
Hose teasers, yeah. Where's the Saskatchewan? I don't know.
What you got in your notes, little
so,
buddy?
So on the plane the other day. The guy next to me was watching. Have you guys seen that Bill Murray thing yet on Netflix? Have you seen that yet, Kyle?
No.
You ever hear the stories about like how Bill Murray will just be walking by someone's house and there's a party and he'll just walk in and like
go
do the dishes or something?
No, like, I didn't know that.
There's all kinds of like stories like that, and this dude made a movie about it. So this guy made a movie about all these different rumors, and he went to like the actual people that you know did the story.
The rumor was about
And the fucking stories are crazy. Like, the one is Bill Murray, he walks into this bar, I forget where, but it's just this one guy sitting in there, and the guy just got off of work. He works at the bar, and so they just start hanging out, and Bill Murray's like, yeah, so what do you want to do? You want to hang out the rest of the night? And he's like, well, I have to go take care of my dogs and stuff. You know, I just got off work. And he's like, all right, well, I'll catch up with you later or something. And so... The dude gets a phone call at his house later, and he's like, dude, Bill Murray's here looking for you. He's like, what? So he's like, you got to get down here. He's like, he went there. They partied all night at the bar and then brought the party back to this dude's house and, like, had this band playing in this guy's apartment, and Bill Murray was playing drums. and it's all on fucking video. Like, it's all legit, right?
Yeah.
And the guy gets a fucking knock at the door from these cops, and the cops are like, we're getting a lot of noise complaints here from your neighbors and everything. You're going to have to shut this down. And the guy goes, you know, I'd really like to do that, but Bill Murray's playing drums in my living room. And the cop's like, what? And there's video of Bill Murray going over with a tambourine right in front of the cop's face, and he takes the cop into the party then. And they just fucking let the party go on. And so this guy, I watched the whole thing prior to seeing this guy on the plane watch it. And we were talking about the movie then, and the guy saw me editing the podcast, and it was the Doug Danger episode, and I told him, was telling him all about the museum, the Evel Knievel Museum. He's taking all these notes. He's like, you just made my day. This is definitely on my bucket list now. He wrote down the name of our podcast, so we might have a new listener.
Did he give you a handy under the blanket?
He was like,
he gave you one of those little blankets.
Yeah, long story short, Casey is now a part of the Mile High Club.
Oh, my God.
So this guy I met gave me a hand job. That's how that should have fucking started. Man, you, I got to be honest, that Evel Knievel Museum's really opening up some big doors for you.
We might have got a new listener out of it.
I know. Did you see Ken? Ken's followers were pretty pleased with his.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was cool. Good stuff.
You going to go up there with us, Kyle?
Hell yeah. First? Hell yeah, dude.
You going to go, Jim?
Probably.
Might run a van.
Are we getting a hotel room? Ooh, or?
If we're going to rent a
I'm
van,
I'm not staying
then, yeah.
over.
You keep the van down over. By the river.
How are you going to go?
You drive all the way up there.
You're going to drive 4 hours to hang out for
watch
a little bit.
And a jump and then drive home.
Dude, I drove 16 hours the other day. 2 days.
That's what I want to do.
So
yeah, I want to spend 8 hours
in
a car
van.
A day.
In a rental van.
Then you guys can drive separate.
Why can't we just get a hotel room and stay the night?
It's only one night.
Or get a, we could rent an RV.
That's what Kyle said.
We could rent an RV.
And I said I'm not staying in a fucking RV with like six or seven other dudes.
Why not?
We need to, we'll circle back.
I'm a little upset that you're actually willing to like leave the house and go on trips now.
He's just saying
you didn't
want
to go
show.
With us to Pittsburgh.
He's afraid Ken might
first
listen
all,
to the show and
there's
hear
a, there's
hear
a couple things here at play. First of all, you guys went to a fucking Comic-Con. Which, no, I would never, ever, ever fucking go to a Comic-Con.
Actually, there's another one coming up, Jeff.
No.
Oh, I want to go.
Second.
Bruce Campbell's going to be there.
I do want to go to that.
What? 70? But, just send him $70 and have him send you a fucking piece of paper. You don't have to stand in line.
So what days is he jumping? Because it's from Friday to
He's
Sunday.
Jumping on Saturday, June 1st.
All right, so we go down Saturday. Yeah. Well, that would make sense to come back Sunday.
You guys do what you want.
You're
going to driving there.
That is so fucking
hanging
stupid.
Out for the day.
He's
and
dropping you guys
coming
off
home.
Yeah.
What time are you leaving here?
4 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What is it? A 5 hour drive?
Four. 4 hours and 20 minutes.
It's actually 208 miles.
That's a 5 hour drive when you factor in pee stops and food.
I'm not stopping. Dude,
you're a fucking idiot. Whatever, diaper and fucking. You're a fucking asshole.
I will pay for the hotel room.
We should just buy an RV.
Buy one with a big chicken duck on the side. Oh my God!
Saturdays with chicken duck on the side.
Kim, could you please? Yeah, can you please buy us an RV?
John, what else we got? Jeff, you have any more? What are you doing? Laying
that's
there?
A picture of me in the hospital. Took
doped
a selfie
up.
Of me. No. It's just I'm actually comfortable laying there, not hurt and not in pain. And then the picture down below it, it's just some asshole who decided to park where the fuck he wanted in a parking lot.
No. I hate those people too.
There's lines, motherfucker.
Does anybody
was he around anyone else? Scroll down so I can see the picture.
This is the preschool. I came out with my kid, right, after picking up my kid, and that guy right there is just parked. No, look to the left. That one, that guy. That's not a spot. That is the road. That, like you, that's how you get out of there with a car. And he decided to just fucking park there so he could go in and get his kid or whatever. Everyone else is in a fucking parking spot except this fucking clown.
How many people would you say are parked over in this area here?
There's like probably 10, 11.
Really?
Yeah.
How long was he?
That's the closest spot to
how
park.
How long was he parked there?
Oh, he was probably there for a good 10 minutes.
Was he in the vehicle?
After I took this picture, right before I pulled away, there was two cars that had to squeeze between him and that car. And they, when you make the left turn there, it's a one way thing. So when you make the left turn, you end up right in that guy's face. So you have to like back up and then go forward again to get around him. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get his name?
No, Dick Weed.
We have his license plate.
Casey would have been like, get over it already.
I just want
to
say.
Did you run him off the road like you wanted to?
No, because that's also a church right there.
I just want to.
You're on Discord, asshole.
I just want to say again, I think you need to see your doctor.
Or any doctor, really.
No, I have the same thing, too. There's a lot of dumb people out
people
there.
Just,
yeah.
People feel like they can do whatever the fuck they want. And
that's
I can't
an entitled world.
Yeah, when I see someone like pull up right outside of a convenience store and park where right in that thing where it says no parking and go inside for like a pack of cigarettes or something, it's like, can't you fucking read? You know what I mean? There's...
Oh, my favorite
thing here that says no parking, and I bet you're one of those guys because of the fucking smirk on your face.
I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, you're
say
the problem.
Say something to me, and
yeah,
really
I probably wouldn't say anything to him. Yeah.
Really make it interesting.
There's nothing worse, I think, when people go grocery shopping and then they're either with their husband and then they pull up and they want to load their groceries in the front of the store, like.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Like, but even if you're going to do that, like pull up a little further and don't block the entrance in and out of the damn grocery store. You know what I mean? Like
no parking means no parking.
Well, right. Usually the fucking walkway runs the length of the goddamn store.
Right, I mean, exactly. So pull up and get out of the way of the door. But people don't do that. They park right by the door and the ramp that goes down to the road. And at least move up.
Make a fucking noise when you're walking past them. That's the only thing you can do.
Dude, listen.
You make a... That kind of noise.
Listen,
go on about your day.
I had a back issue. We're lucky I didn't have a heart attack for all the things
I'm telling
come
you.
Across.
A fucking aneurysm,
okay?
Bro. Is
I do say things. I do. That guy wasn't in his car, though.
I
so,
didn't
like, what
say,
am I gonna do?
Say things.
Do you have a license to carry?
No.
Jesus Christ.
God.
I love when people take carts and then they just leave them. And I'm like, that's my favorite because I'll say something every time. And
don't
I'm
you
like,
remember when I...
hey. Somebody else will get that. Yeah, just leave that there.
Yeah.
Don't you remember when I said on the podcast about that guy in wherever that was, Florida, I think, where the guy I said about, I almost got in a fight with him because he didn't put his card back.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And he said that's job security. I said, no, it's called you being fucking lazy.
Well,
he
I
goes,
was at-
fuck you, fat ass. I go, I'm the fat ass. You're the fucking fat fuck that can't take his card back.
Well, that's like I had that story where
and
I was.
That's how Uncle Casey got shot in the stomach.
Yeah, in Florida.
That's how he died in Florida.
They don't have to stand your ground. They can shoot you there.
Saturdays without Casey.
I had that story at a grocery store parking lot where I saw somebody like loading up their car and the cart started to roll away from them. It was empty. And instead of going and getting it, they just went, eh. And it rolled and hit someone's car. And I got out and I go, yo. And then they just pulled off and left. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? That is literally just not giving a shit.
Yeah. Wow. Assholes out there, Jeff. I do agree with you there.
Sorry.
I got a tattoo yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Chicken dog.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I was gonna
text you yesterday and be like, yo, man, I got a tattoo. Chicken dog. You're going to be like, no way. I'm like, yeah, no, I didn't.
So when, like before I got the flat tire on that long trip.
Yeah.
I went to this town in, I think it was in Kansas somewhere. It's called Severity or something, or Severity or something like that. And all the fucking roads in this town were gravel. And I think that's probably where I got the flat tire. And it was the only place I could find along the route that had a place to eat. And it was called the Burger Barn. Mm-hmm. I like burgers, so I figured I'd go to the Burger Barn. The Burger Barn was inside of a tire shop.
like Quaker Steak and Lube.
Remember Temple Tire?
Yeah.
Down on Fifth Street?
Yeah.
That's not there anymore.
No, but it would
like
be,
that.
It would be exactly like walking into Temple Tire and getting a burger in the corner.
So it's like there being a Subway in a gas station place, whatever. But yeah. This is a Burger Barn in a
type. Yeah, but yeah. It was like
but of less quality.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just
well, that's
like
that's like that was a what's that? Remember the blue collar the blue collar comedy tour with Ron, whatever, Ron White.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah
he
yeah,
tells
yeah.
that one story about how they were landing at that the hair care and tire and airport or whatever it was, you know.
So yeah, I fucking got my burger and got the hell out of that town.
It was a good burger though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It was alright.
A little rubbery.
Wasn't the best.
That's my kind of town though. Not a lot of people. That's where I want to be.
Yeah, it was a fucking weird town.
All the burgers are made from roadkill?
Probably.
Not a lot of people is like, you know, a couple thousand, not like 12.
Yeah, that, yeah, like, it wasn't very.
Did they have a Walmart?
No. Dude, the roads were gravel.
Yeah,
no, there was just a store called The Mart.
They had one of everything, yeah, but yeah. That's it.
And it was on the other side of the tire shop.
Well, hold on. That might be a conspiracy. Do you think they did something to your tire? And then they're
possibly.
Like, oh, get this guy.
Possibly. I'm looking up the town, see if I can find it. I can't remember what the fuck it was called, though. Does anybody else have anything?
Did Casey tell you I watched Aquaman, and that was probably the worst movie I ever saw?
Right?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Was
yeah.
it fucking
how in
so
the hell did that make money? And why would... I don't understand.
DC just fucked everything up with their own shit.
It's so, like, goofy.
And it's over the top.
Yeah.
So I just looked up. It's called Severy in Kansas. It's 314 acres, and there's a population of 232 people.
That's like my graduating class in Muhlberg.
And it also has a Burger Barn.
That's probably the only place you can get a burger.
Probably. Fucking weird. I hope to never see that place again.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, old Main Street there.
Oh, are you looking at the...
server. It's got a post office, a church, a bank.
Are you on Google Maps?
Google Maps.
Another church, yeah.
Nothing has a name, though.
Bring up the...
The church.
The church.
Severy.
Yeah. Bring up the Burger Barn. Show the Google Maps of the Burger Barn. Yeah, I was like, when I pulled in, I was like, what the fuck?
There it is, Burger Barn. Only thing there.
The houses around it are like all falling apart and dilapidated, you know, trailers and just fucking, it's so bad.
The little man hasn't been through fucking Severy yet.
Is there any Yelp reviews for it?
I don't even know if I can get 3D.
Oh, the Google Maps man hasn't even driven.
Yeah,
through
Google Maps just went drove right past.
Nope.
Fuck this place.
Oh my God!
Wow, can't do anything. Like a bomb hit it.
Yeah, the co-op service station.
You get a burger.
That's the co-op part. They service your car and your colon.
They don't have a website. That's so surprising. Look. Oh yeah, there's reviews.
4.7.
Excellent bacon cheeseburger today.
Was that from Jim Bob?
Food. I've never thought you would need to say today to explain. Like,
not yesterday. Today. Not the day before, but today.
I don't know about yesterday's bacon cheeseburger, and I'm not sure how it's going to be tomorrow. Food is always good. Nice lady running the place. Good place to go for a quick bite to eat.
She must have been in a real pissy mood the day that I was there because she wasn't very nice to me.
You were out of town.
Well, yeah.
These
yeah.
are all locals.
Yeah.
It's the best place to eat daily specials. It's the only fucking place.
It's the only place to eat daily specials.
Town. Good food, limited hours.
One to two.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Great place to hide in a nuclear fallout. Oh, that's rich. So, there you go. Food's always hot.
Well, that's a plus.
Daily.
The soda was flat.
Going to the Burger Barn.
It sounds like it should be a country song. The soda was flat.
The burgers were hot. The soda was flat.
That shit's probably been on tap for like months.
I bought four tires. What do you think about that?
I wonder if you get a free burger when you buy a soda.
buy three tires and get the fourth one free plus a burger.
Dude, I've been in some hick towns. I've never been somewhere where I can't get the little yellow guy to fall down and, and run around the street. Anywhere.
There's only 239 people.
Dude, I don't care.
I was on that.
He's driven by my house three times in the last 6 years.
Is that 400 there? That's the route. That's where I was. I was on that.
You think he passed you at the same time his camera was on? You think we? Oh my God, is that you?
Yep, there I go.
Is that you?
So what made you stop in that town?
Because I was getting really hungry, and I looked on Google Maps. Like, well, because I use.
I could go for a burger.
Yeah, because I use.
He read those reviews. He was like, "Oh, it is today, and it's the best burger today." So
I use the Google map system for my GPS, and I just punched in like restaurant close to me, and I just happened to be passing that fucking shithole town.
Ooh, there was an Itchin' to Stitch. You could have went to Itchin' to Stitch.
Itching to Stitch.
Yeah.
That's where you go to fix your pants.
Wait, that's where you go to get your stitching. When you're itching for your stitching. Right,
I think this episode is running its course.
All right, everybody. Join us next week calling Jim Sharkey, talking about his back problems.
Actually, yeah, Jim does have back problems. He texted me yesterday.
I'm not laughing.
Turn into a medical show.
What else do we got next week?
I don't know. Real quick, in my notes.
Real quick.
People who take their shoes off at the airport and on planes, it's fucking disgusting. I think I went over this before. Stop fucking doing it. I don't want to see your feet.
Well, did you ever see that picture of that woman breastfeeding in a restaurant? And it's like, this is disgusting, whatever. But it turns out, and then at the end of the paragraph, it says, please don't put your fucking shoes on the table. She has her flip-flops on the table next to her.
Itching the stitch. Join us next week for, I don't even know what we're doing. We'll talk about it later, and I'm sure it'll be a good time for everybody. It's been emotional. Goodbye.